Hey, this is Pam Perry. So, how do you get visibility, credibility, and profitability? We'll talk about that today with our guest, YB, Robert Youngblood, or Rob Youngblood, or most people call him YB. So we'll talk to him right after this.
Welcome to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast. Join Pam Perry, veteran PR strategist, Emmy Award-winning producer and publisher of Speakers Magazine, who will show you how to crack the code in getting out there to get known. Each week, she either interviews her media friends, PR colleagues, or she just goes solo, offering you strategies on publicity, publishing, and platform building. So listen up to hear how to get booked on media places and on superstar stages. Now, here's your host, Pam Perry.
Hey there. So you want to know how to get booked on media in media places and on superstar stages. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to bring up YB, but before we bring up YB, I want to just tell you that we just had an event, Speak, Sell, and Shine, and YB was one of the shining stars. He was one of the superstars there. All of them were superstars, but YB really, really took it to heart, and he did all the things right. And I guess you would say he's pretty much a natural at PR. So get out there, get known. It's really, how do you get out there and get known? That's what we really dig into when you are really trying to increase the visibility, credibility, and profitability of your business. You do need to show up. And you need to show up and you need to shine. So that's what we're going to really talk about today. So let me just give you a little bit of background about YB and who he is. Besides the personal part, I really, really just enjoy what YB stands for. He's a connector. A lot of people know him as the LinkedIn locksmith, right? That's what, you know, a lot of people know him because he'll take your LinkedIn profile and then really create it so that you can be proud of it. People will then inbox you for business, but he's on a mission to really increase that clarity, confidence, and currency. He's an author of a book that really just really helps people create currency. The book is called Collaboration Creates Currency, The Blueprint for Visibility, Credibility, and Profitability. So you notice I'm saying those words over and over again. Those are his keywords. He's an award-winning speaker, two-time author. We were in a book together. I don't have it right now. Speak Up. I usually have this book always. I must have let someone else called Speak Up, The Ultimate Guide to Dominating the Speaking Industry through our friend Brian Olds from Black Speakers Network. Shout out to him. He's a coach, consultant, connector, and really his purpose is to inspire people to live out their God-given purpose. He's a president and chief connecting officer of YB Connects, LLC. Don't put the space between the YB and Connects. And his team, you know, to really increase visibility, credibility, and profitability for authors, entrepreneurs, and executives who want to promote their book, brand, or business. Hear that alliteration in there. He teaches his clients how to think collaboration and leverage. I just had a guest on not too long ago that talked about leverage, ladies who leverage with Kelly Charles Collins and the MMD. Let him tell us a little bit about that framework to achieve desired outcomes. He's known as the LinkedIn locksmith, like I said, because of his ability to unlock the power of LinkedIn for revenue generators and who struggle using this platform to grow their network. It's more than just for jobs, right? They can actually grow their net worth as well. He's coached since about 2016, about 1,000 entrepreneurs and executives to leverage LinkedIn and to create currency through collaboration. Yes, that's one of the things that he does. So with that, I'm gonna bring up YB.
Hey, I know you fall in love with my bio every single time. So I appreciate that, Pam. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's good. And so part of it was like trying not to really go off script, right? Because it was like, because I know you. And it's like, okay, yeah, he does these things. He does all the things. Yeah. And he's hailing from Virginia. And he's a proud alpha man as well. So I didn't add that to the bio. But yeah, there you go. There you go. I think those are the colors you got on. Is that the color? No, that's
absolutely
just gold.
Yeah, right. Well, I got it in the color of my book. Color of my shirt. You know, one of my favorite colors is blue. I like blue. I like gold. I went to a high school in the Bronx, New York. And so their colors was blue and gold. So that's kind of where I got that from. But now that I'm an alpha man, black and gold all the way.
Black and gold, black and gold. And I always tell people who go to HBCUs or they're part of a frat or a sorority is that you have a big family that has an affinity for you immediately, but sometimes they don't know. Not that you always have to dress up in the colors, right, but it's immediate affinity if you have it maybe in your logo or your book. And so I have a client that is a Delta, and we were creating her logo. And I said, well, what colors do you want? She says, oh, you know, maybe purple and whatever. And I said, why don't we go with red and white? She's a Delta. And she says, yeah, I guess it would. And a lot of times when people see her logo, they said, are you a Soror?
Yes.
And they can be like, yes. And it's a meeting like, oh, I'm a head of community relations at Ford Motor Company. I'd love to work with you. I'm a Soror too. And it's like, it's those little things about brand building that kind of goes a long way. It's intentional. It's intentional. So I wanted to bring you on because you're part of Speak, Sell, Shine. You're a collaborator. And we are now in our like private Telegram group. And I find that people are connecting.
Yeah.
That was part of the beauty of it. We only hand selected 20 people that could be a part of this at the National Press Club. And we did the video, which I put in your bio down here below so people can watch your speaker reel. But we did photos, we did the teaching and the training and the sales. But tell us about where you are now, because it's setting you up for 2024.
Yes.
We're ready to go because you have all the pieces and you've got new friends to collaborate with as well. So kind of give us some good nuggets of what you're doing for 2024 and how maybe Speak, Sell, Shine kind of helped you make those collaborations.
Well, first of all, I got to say that you are officially my Michigan mom, right? So I adopt people. So you're my Michigan mom.
Yes.
And because of you, I was able to just, you know, become this new individual, right? And let me tell you what I mean. So, you know, for the longest time, I have done a lot of promoting of people, connecting people, helping them to get known on stages and in public places. And in the back of my mind, I said, you know what? I think I'm in this PR world, but I don't know. I didn't go to school for it. I didn't, you know, all these different things that went through my mind. And you and I had a conversation and you just set me free. Like you literally just set me free. And so I would say going into 2024, the biggest thing that's happening is I am owning the PR space, right? I'm owning it. Now, I don't plan on, I mean, you have 30 years of history, so I'm not looking to promote myself in that regard. But what I realize is that there are people who struggle with the mindset. You and I, the last conversation you know I had, you said, listen, YB, I'm moved away from helping people that don't have the right mindset, right? And I said, oh, that's where I need to live, right? That's where I need to live. And I've been doing it.
I said, I'm a publicist, not a therapist.
Not a therapist right now. I'm not a therapist either, but I have one of my gifts is my ability to empower, inspire, and impact people, right? With my words, I live by my spirit. And I understand that sometimes I may have a thought to say something, but that spirit will come in and say, no, say this. And I have to be obedient. And people walk away impacted. They're like, man, YB, was you in my house talking? Like, you know, like you heard me speak about certain things. And so I would say moving into 2024, I'm still a connector. Mm-hmm. I'm still a collaborator. Mm-hmm. But my word for 2024 is credibility.
There you go.
It's credibility.
Credibility comes from really being authentic, being truthful, having integrity, and having other people say good things about you behind your back. Okay. That's right. I always tell people, I said, what is your brand? It says brand is what people think about you when you're not there. That's like that part. And so when we say the PR space, what I really, you know, we talk about is that you're going to have other people say good things about you, whether it is radio, television, podcasts, online magazines, but it's publicity. It's the media. It's a third party endorsement. Mm-hmm. And that gives you credibility. One of the things when you help people with LinkedIn profiles is that you make sure that they get recommendations.
That's exactly
right. So that's a credibility factor immediately. That's like the testimonials or the reviews or the recommendations. That is something that you tell people, says, well, you know, you say you're all this in a bag of chips, but I don't see any recommendations.
I don't see it at all. I don't see none of it. And even before that, Pam, It's what do you say about yourself, right? So if you show up online a certain way and I approach you and say, what do you do? And you hit me with the you done lost credibility because you can't. It's like if I ask you what's your name, you could say Pam Perry. You could say Rob Youngblood. But when I ask you what you do, you got to take about 40 minutes to tell me what you do. You really don't know what you do. So that's where I can come in. You know, I developed a few years ago this framework called the MMD framework.
Okay,
and the MMD framework stands for mindset, methodology, and discipline, right? Mm-hmm. So mindset, methodology, discipline. And I needed it for myself, right? I needed to know what am I doing? And as I began to explain it to clients, what I felt was, and what I learned was, it's a step-by-step process. You can't get to discipline unless you had a right mindset, because you won't even do the work.
That's true.
You won't even do the work. And then the methodology is the work. And then the discipline is the work continuous. And then it becomes muscle memory. So now people step in and I'll say, where are you in the process? Are you at mindset? Are you at methodology? Or are you at discipline? And it'll show. Because if a person's at discipline, when you ask them, what is it that you do? They don't give you a 60-second commercial. They don't give you a 30-second commercial. I'm teaching my clients how to give a 6-second commercial so that they can stand out above their competition.
That is so key. It's almost like when we went through the Speak, Sell, Shine, we did the 2-minute, master the 2-minute interview.
Right.
And it's really when you're on television, typically a segment is about 7 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go on television, you're going to do an interview, you have 2 minutes to really answer a question, and they're going to banter back and forth. You could do shorter, but you definitely can't go over 2 minutes.
Right.
So that is really, really key. Brevity is the king in that. And so brevity only comes when you have clarity. Mm-hmm. And I find that most people don't have that clarity because they're trying to be everything to everybody.
Yes.
And one of the first steps that we did at Speak, Sell, Shine was like, who is your client avatar? Who are you trying to talk to? What problem are you solving for what person?
Mm-hmm.
And people will say it's everybody.
Yeah.
So tell us why they need that clarity and how you help people get clarity, and tell them, like, because I think this is a thing. I think people, if they scale it back, that they'll scale back money.
Right. Right. So you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Mm-hmm. Never get a second chance to make a first impression. And so being specific will allow you to be terrific. And here's what I mean. So a dentist only works on teeth. Yeah. A brain surgeon only works on brains. And they are specialists. So they actually make more money than a generalist. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the lesson in that is that if you focus on a specific target and don't attempt to be everything to everybody, you'll actually get more people sending you business because they may not know anybody else that does what you do. So they got to send them to you. The reason why I'm the LinkedIn locksmith, see, I didn't give myself that name. I'm a smart guy. I went to the greatest HBCU in the nation, right? Virginia Union, right? I went to the greatest HBCU. But I wasn't smart enough to give myself that name. Someone else who had an expertise in marketing noticed that I was helping unlock the power of LinkedIn for entrepreneurs. And he gave me that name.
I
took that name and I ran with it. And then the marketplace began to call me the LinkedIn locksmith because of the power that I was able to unlock. So I think being a specialist, being specific, is not, you're not going to lose any income. Here's the reality. Even if you say, I work with authors to attract more clients using LinkedIn, people that are not authors are going to look at the result and say, hey, I know you say you work with authors, but do you work with speakers too?
Yeah, they'll ask you.
And that'll draw more people to you. The goal is to be a magnet and not chase after everybody.
I like that, because the more clarity that you have, the more intention that you have in terms of who it is that you're speaking to, people can remember, recommend, and refer.
Yes.
So if someone says, well, I do PR for cars, people, books, you know, neighborhoods, real estate, nonprofits, hospitals, then no one can remember that, recommend, or refer me. because right. It's like I'm out here just doing a whole bunch of stuff and no one can remember. But it's like, well, mm-hmm. if I only do PR for authors and speakers and subject matter experts, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, then I understand that I understand these are people that obviously are messengers. You know, I call them light bearers. These are people who are bearing the light. And that's mm-hmm. why I always say shine. It's like, well, why do you say shine? I said, because the people I work with are light bearers. They are yeah. really shedding light wherever they go. Mm-hmm. And that has always been part of, if you kind of look at some of the branding, has always had a star in it. Even from my main company, Ministry Marketing Solutions, it's a star there because we're to be light. We're light bearers. So anyway, so that's kind of like the subtle things about branding. But the main thing about really getting visibility, getting out there, getting known. And I told this to someone today, even before the internet, it was something that we did that caused people to remember us. And that's just showing up. So tell us a little bit about how you became a connector or, mm-hmm. you know, our friend Brian Ole says that, yeah. you know, he's an introvert. So he may not go out to many places, yeah. but he does one-on-one. He's a great person to have a conversation with. So tell us a little bit about how you discovered that you're the connector and ybconnects.com.
Yeah, The business YB Connects was established because I was laid off from a nonprofit position. And I prayed to God that he would deposit in me something that would allow me to live for him and utilize my gifts and talents. And he blessed me with the name YB Connects. It just hit me right there because it was based on a skill that I already had. See, when I came to college in 1996, a long time ago, right? 1996, I was on the street team for Def Jam. And I was promoting, I was, you know, pushing tapes, pushing flyers and things of that nature. And that was the beginning of me being a connector. Right? I was connecting people to the music. I was connecting people to the artist. Mm-hmm. And then it started to grow. And then when I got laid off in 2012, I began to connect people to other folks using LinkedIn. I remember when I first got on LinkedIn, I didn't have a website. But I had the name YB Connects. I bought the domain name and I forwarded it to my LinkedIn profile. It mm-hmm. was the closest thing that I could have. And so I mm-hmm. began to just find out what people's gaps are and then connect them to people who could fill those gaps. And I became valuable in the marketplace. And so I walk this because this is who I am. It's not just like it's not a gimmick. Like mm-hmm. I am the connector. So I get to do that. Even in my company name, I know you mentioned it in the intro. There's no space in YB Connects. Why? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. it's all connected. And that's a part of the message that I want people to take away. It's all connected.
That's that subtle part of the branding that you kind of can explain to people. And one of the things that you said that most people don't know. So you have the domain name, you may not have a website yet, mm-hmm. but or maybe your website is under construction, you can always forward it to another site
yes.
that you own or that you want people to see. So you mm-hmm. forwarded YB Connects to LinkedIn at yeah. the time before the website was built. Mm-hmm. And that was very smart. And sometimes I'll talk to different clients that says, well, I bought the domain name, but it just says parked at GoDaddy. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. girl, got whatever, let's mm-hmm. just forward it to, I don't know, your Facebook page, your LinkedIn yes. profile, something else, your About Me page, yeah. your About Me page, so that people will know that you're a real person. They can read a little bit more about you and mm-hmm. they can connect with you. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the key things. So in terms of 2024, mm-hmm. you're helping people to get more publicity, getting them more PR. Mm-hmm. What are some of the pieces of your team that you're helping people connect to?
So
Marshall would probably be one of them as well.
Marshall's a big part of it, but then also attaching, you know, editors, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm working mainly with authors and speakers, and so somebody may be ready to get another book and just really getting their content out there, even when it comes to writing their own, you know, stories, right? So, you know, and you and I, we had a phenomenal conversation. I'm learning to leverage the strengths of others, which buys me time. I don't have to be everything to everybody. I've already done mm-hmm. the legwork, right? So what mm-hmm. I'm now doing is tying in the LinkedIn as a part of a PR package. Why? Because the reality is that when people hear your name, they're going to look you up.
Yes.
And if you don't have a strong social footprint,
They won't trust you.
They're not going to take you serious. They're not going to take you serious. And I love Instagram. I'm on Instagram heavy. I know you're on TikTok heavy. I love Facebook. But people are not vetting folks on those platforms.
No.
The ones that are tied to corporate entities that's paying big dollars. They're not looking at you on Instagram unless they want an Instagram influencer, right? They want an influencer. No, what they want is somebody that says that they do what they do. So they're going to look you up. They're going to see what other people have said about you. They're going to measure that. So I'm going to help my clients, which I've already done, is to first develop the mindset. I literally just got off of a call right before this session, and I was talking to a woman, a prospective client, and we didn't even get into the whole LinkedIn part. We focused on just her mindset and asking the right questions, right? Because so many people deal with this whole concept of imposter syndrome. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think the reason why people deal with imposter syndrome is because they don't know who they are. So they look at other people and they measure themselves against those people when all you have to do is ask yourself these eight questions, right? So eight questions. The first question is, what is my gift? The second question
is, you should know your gift.
You should know your gift.
Nobody should tell you your gift, right?
Oddly enough, people don't know their gift. They just live in life willy-nilly. They don't know their gift. The second question is, what is your gap? Right? And I don't like to use negative words, so I'm not going to say, what's your problem? Now, I come from New York. If you ask somebody what's their problem, you're going to get into a fight. I know Detroit is probably the same way, right?
Right.
So the second question is, what is your gap? The third question is, what are your goals? Right. Yes. So if you don't have any goals, you don't have any direction.
Right.
So those are the first three questions. Then you start with, okay, who am I? Right. You start asking yourself, who am I? Like, not what do I do? Who am I? The next question is, what do I do? Right. In terms of what value do I bring to the marketplace? The next question is, why do I do what I do?
That's key.
Right? Because that's a purpose-driven question, right? There are people who will do business with you, Pam, simply because of why you do what you do, right? The next question is, who do you serve?
That's it.
You know, we just said we're not serving everybody. So who do you serve? Give me two or three people that you serve. And then the last question is, what result do you get for the people that you serve? Now, when you put all of those eight questions together, they will give you the mindset framework so that you can begin to do the next thing, which is the methodology, which is, what are the steps I need to take to get to profitability? Right. But we first got to get to that mindset. Then we have the methodology, and then you just got to continue to do the work over time and you'll start to see the results.
That is so true. I think people don't take time to really figure out the mindset, figure out their why. And that's where the lack of confidence comes in, the imposter syndrome, because they don't know. They don't know. And the one thing that I will say, that for anything, if you want to become more confident speaker, you're going to practice more. You're going to read more. You're going to know the industry. The more you know about any subject, the more confident you are going to be about it. The same thing for yourself. The more you know about who you serve, why you do what you do, you know, all of those questions. If you take some solitary time and really figure that out, take a journal, take a notebook, and really figure that out, you'll become confident because you know yourself.
Yes.
So the imposter syndrome won't sway you. You won't look at other people. Oh, they have, because you know you. You know exactly what it is that you do, why you do it, what kind of results you provide for clients, what is the gap, what are the goals? And even if you don't know anything, but just know the goals, you can reverse engineer it.
Yes.
And figure that part out.
Yes.
But then the main thing when we're doing PR for people, we're building their brands or that kind of thing. If they don't know those, what I call those basic questions, it's going to be hard for us to build them anything. It's going to be hard for us to promote them, hard for us to refer them, recommend them, connect with them.
Yes.
So it does take that, I call it the ready, set, go, speak method. So that ready phase is probably where it should be the bulk of the time, but it's really solitary. It's something that only they will know. Mm-hmm. And I find sometimes when people say, well, I want to get out there. And I was like, get out where? What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And they don't know. I was like, okay, so you want to get out there. Get out there to do what?
Do for what? Who?
And that part is just so frustrating because it's like, I just want to get out of there. I want to get seen. Seen by who? Seen at your family reunion, seen at church, you know, seen by business people. It's like, it's like, okay. So we need to take some time to really figure that out. The best way that I find that people can, and I used to do this even before the internet, was that I used to take a stroll to a bookstore or a library. And I would go in the section where I would say it's like my passion. And I would look at all the books on the shelves and I would actually read some of them or look at the sleeves of the books. And it will give me an idea of what the industry is looking for. So I always tell people now, I said, if you want to do something, go on Amazon. Look at all the books in the category. You can find the gaps. You can even read some of their books to see. They leave you clues about how they are doing what they're doing.
Yes. I guess I'm with you. I guess I get to take over the Get Out and Get Known show. I'm sure Pam will be back in a moment. But one of the things that that's so important when it comes to this whole mindset, methodology, discipline piece is just recognizing that you got to ask yourself the right questions, right? You got to ask yourself the right questions. So like Pam was talking about, you know, there are people who when they get asked certain questions, they can't answer it because they haven't reflected. They haven't identified what it is that they want. When do they want it? Why do they want it? And all those different things, right? So one of the things that I would encourage any professional, any entrepreneur, any executive to do is to sit with yourself, right? Before you get with a coach, sit with yourself and just ask those questions again, right? So I'm gonna give you those questions once again, right? The first one is, what is my gift? Right. What is my gift? Now, you may not be able to answer that question. That's fine. But at least you have to become self-aware. You got to ask yourself that question. And if you don't know the answer, that's when a coach can help you to discover that. Right. So whatever it is that you don't know, there's someone out there who can help you to get the answer. But if you don't ask the right question, you will miss out on an opportunity to grow. So the first question is, what is my gift? Your gift is something that comes easy to you, but it's difficult for other people, right? So what is it that you do? And then you can actually ask people that question. Ask people, what is it that I do very well? Like when you look at me, when you think of me, what is something that I do very, very well? And then compile the answers, like get the answers and then start making a list, right? Because other people can see things in you that sometimes you may not be able to see in yourself, right? So what is my gift? What is my gap, right? Your gap is your challenge. Your gap is your issue. Your gap is the thing that's holding you back. It's something that keeps you up at night, right? What is your gap? Then what are your goals? And the goals don't have to be super huge. It can just be that I'm going to read one book a month, right? Or I'm going to listen to a podcast a week, or I'm going to get on a podcast, or I'm going to write a book, right? So when you set the goals in place, the goals will tell you what work you need to do in order to reach that goal, right? Because you have to be willing to do the work. So what is your gift? What are your gaps? What are your goals? Then you get to a place where you start to ask yourself, who am I? And when we say, who am I? We're not talking about your title. We're not talking about, you know, your job. We're not talking about any of that. What we're saying is the essence of who you are. Like, what makes you unique? Like, so for example, when you ask me who am I, I'm a native of the Bronx, New York. I grew up in a single parent home. My father was murdered when I was two. I'm a compassionate connector as a result of that experience. And I love to connect people, right? That's who I am. That's what makes me uniquely Rob YB Youngblood. So ask yourself that question. Who are you? Who am I? And then the second question is, what do I do, right? Now, that's the value statement. That's the value that you bring to the table. Like, so when people say, well, what do you do? What they're really asking you is, what value do you bring to the marketplace? And so I like to teach my clients this concept called VTR, right? VTR, which stands for verb, target, result, right? And it's an easy way to be able to develop your 6-second elevator pitch, because now when you understand your verb, and you understand your target and the result you get for that target, you can craft a very simple message that can be said in 6 seconds, literally, right? So if you take, you're taking notes, what is your verb? Now, the most overutilized verb is help, right? So most people say, well, I help X to do Y so they can get Z. And while that's a cool start, that's not going to allow you to attract people that's going to pay you, okay? Why? Because you're using a verb that makes people think they're getting it for free. Okay. So you want to say, you don't want to use help. You want to use a verb that allows for people to see the value you bring to the marketplace. Well, what verbs are we talking about? We're talking about coach, consult, train, elevate, increase, decrease, motivate, inspire. Right. So when you put a verb out there that people will hear, they say, oh, this might have to call that. I might have to make an investment to get this. That's what we want. We want people to see the value we bring to the marketplace, and they want to exchange their money for the value that we bring to the marketplace. Right. So what's your verb? The next thing is, what's your target, or who is your target? Right. Who is your target? Who is that one target? If I ask you to give me the name of an animal, if I say animal, and I talked about 5 or 6 different people, everybody's may give me a different animal, and which means we're not on the same page. But if I say Dalmatian, every single person is going to say dog, right? So we want to use a target that when you say the target, people are like, oh, okay, yeah, I know someone that does that, or I know someone who is that. Okay, so what's your verb, what's your target, and then what is the result that you get for that target? What's the result? Now, if you're just getting started, you may not have any results. And so what I would recommend is give your gift away in exchange for feedback on the results that they got for the gift that you gave away, right? If you're a speaker, go speak for free, right? Go speak for free and then follow up with the organizer and say, hey, what value did I bring as a result of my speaking? And whatever they say, use that to promote as the result that you get for your next speaking client, right? So I'm going to give you a perfect example, right? I coach authors to attract more opportunities to sell books by using LinkedIn, right? I coach authors to sell more books using LinkedIn, right? So what's my verb? Coach. What's my target? Authors. What's my result? Sell more books using LinkedIn. When you put that all together, then you're in a place where you can attract your prospect. Pam, I'm over here waxing deep. I know somehow I said, I know exactly what to do. This is the father saying, this is the father saying, I'm getting ready for my own get out there and get known. So thank you for the opportunity.
There you go. There you go. You're going to be my guest host. I love it. I love it. I don't know what went on with the Wi-Fi, but thank you so much. I don't know if you can hear me, but we're going to be good. Perfect. We're going to be good. This is the thing. This is the thing. When technology doesn't want to cooperate, we keep going. And all I did was tell YB is keep going. So I appreciate you. That is good. We're gonna make sure that this is a lesson in terms of how to keep rolling. Just keep rolling no matter what. Mm. So I just said, hey, and listen, I wasn't really concerned because I knew you knew how to hold it down. So yeah. I just thank you so much for doing that. And we're really right at our 30-minute mark, but I just want to tell people how they can connect with you, ybconnects.com, what they can find when they go there, and how they can work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So ybconnects.com is the link. When you get there, it's going to ask a major question, right? On a scale of 0 to 10, how would you measure, right, your visibility, your credibility, and your profitability? So on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you rate those three things? Anything less than an 8, you need to schedule a call. You'll see a button on there. You'll be able to schedule a call. There's no cost for the call. You can come through, and it's an opportunity for us to connect, have a conversation, identify ways that we may be able to collaborate. So, you know, that's what I'm focused on now. I know in the next couple of weeks that there'll be some adjustments that we're making, especially with the new company, YBCredibilityPR.com. That's the new company name. So YB Credibility. PR LLC, and so it'll be an opportunity for me to do that. I'm still going to be the connector. I'm still providing LinkedIn services, but I'm becoming more of a specialist. And as we get into 2024, you know, my desire is to elevate and impact people like yourself, Dr. Pam, because what I find is that, you know, we could do so many great things, but it's not until somebody promotes us that they see the true value of what we've done. And you've paved the way for people like me, and I want to make sure I return the love back to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So with that, I am going to end us.
Well, I'll make sure I'm going to end us as well. You guys have a blessed and productive day. Make sure you follow Pam Perry, get her knowledge. And if you're a speaker, right, if you're a speaker, ask her, what will it take for you to be in the second cohort of Speak, Sell, Shine? Be encouraged, be blessed, but most of all, be faithful over the gift that you've been given. And remember, your gift will make room for you. Be encouraged. YB Connects. Peace.